WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I fielded a question about weather radars at television stations, so I thought I might follow along on that thread and discuss the various frequencies or bands used in the detection of weather. Weather radar can be divided into several different categories according to the wavelength of the radar. The different bands are L, S, C, X, and K. The names of the radars originate from the days of World War II. L-band radars operate on a wavelength of 15 to 30 centimeters and a frequency of 1 to 2 gigahertz. L-band radars are mostly used for clear air turbulence studies. S-band radars operate on a wavelength of 8 to 15 centimeters and a frequency of 2 to 4 gigahertz. Because of the wavelength and frequency, S-band radars are not easily attenuated. This makes them useful for near and far-range weather observation. The National Weather Service uses S-band radars on a wavelength of just over 10 centimeters. The drawback to this band of radar is that it requires a large antenna dish and a large motor to power it. An S-band dish typically exceeds 25 feet in size. C-band radars operate on a wavelength of 4 to 8 centimeters and a frequency of 4 to 8 gigahertz. Because of the wavelength and frequency, the dish size does not need to be very large. This makes C-band radars affordable for television stations. The signal is more easily attenuated, however, so this type of radar is best used for short-range weather observation. The frequency allows C-band radars to create a smaller beam width using a smaller dish. C-band radars also do not require as much power as an S-band radar. The National Weather Service transmits at 750,000 watts of power for their S-band, while private television stations usually broadcast at 300,000 watts of power with their C-band radar. X-band radars operate on a wavelength of 2.5 to 4 centimeters and a frequency of 8 to 12 gigahertz. Because of the smaller wavelength, the X-band radar is more sensitive and can detect smaller particles. These radars are used for studies on cloud development because they can detect tiny water particles and are also used to detect light precipitation, such as snow. X-band radars also attenuate very easily, so they are used for only very short-range weather observation. Due to the small size of the radar, it can be portable, like the Doppler on wheels or the Dow. Most major airplanes are equipped with an X-band radar to pick up turbulence and other weather phenomenon. This band is also shared with some police speed radars and some space radars. K-band radars operate on a wavelength of 3/4 to 1.2 centimeters or 1.7 to 2.5 centimeters and a corresponding frequency of 27 to 40 gigahertz or 12 to 15 gigahertz. This band is split down the middle due to a strong absorption line in water vapor. This band is also similar to the X band, but is more sensitive. This band shares space with police radars. The address to send your weather question is question@weatherbrains.com.